Mallory needs to go.
If you want to just continue.
Are we still
yeah, we'll keep it.
Okay.
we'll keep it going, actually, before we adjourn. So
I think,
is it important to council that we continue into the work session where we'll essentially review the memo that was provided?
I'm good without,
I think the idea for tonight, if it hadn't been 9:45, was that you guys haven't had the opportunity to just
hash it out
between the five of you.
Yeah.
The options that, you know, you heard.
Yeah.
And you have some input, and you also have a Arts and Rec Advisory Committee member that has been diligently waiting on the line until this item. But
My goodness. So pressure's on.
I mean, I don't know. Well, you could push this off for another time, but I think the crux of it is that staff is really looking for the council to provide us a direction.
Okay.
Choose one of the pathways, provide us that direction so that we can focus our efforts in an education outreach campaign that focuses on one of those rather than three, that really dilutes our conversation and makes it so complicated that it's hard to really get in someone's ear to help them understand the choice that was in front of them.
Yeah.
And so that's really what we're asking for from the council. You can see that we have a staff recommendation. We also have a letter from the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee, and they have done an excellent job of really exploring things with us and looking at the pros and cons and looking from their seat of an advocate for Parks and Recreation. And that was really the crux of that option number three, is making sure that that recreation community is in support of that concept, because without recreation advocates supporting that, you know, that's a really tough hill to climb.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. That's what the staff is asking from you. It doesn't have to be tonight, but I think that's just the what it boils down to at this point.
Yeah. Well, thank you to the PRAC member that's still on the board. Is that Kathleen?
Kathleen.
Thank you for being here, Kathleen.
We ought to hear from Kathleen.
Any thoughts to share from your end, Kathleen?
So, just kidding.
Sorry,
and then,
I'm getting
leaving. No, I don't.
All right, let's formally adjourn at 9:46 p.m., and we'll return in 4 minutes to have a few minutes of discussion around this, because...
Or you just continue and what we just...
Or we'll just continue right into it.
I'm going to run down the hall while you continue.
All right, Jim is going to take a bio break while we continue into our work session around the street funding. Thank you.
Street and recreation.
Yeah, streets and rec.
Kathleen.
Kathleen, thank you again for being here tonight, and sorry for... I feel like I'm losing it. Everyone else is holding it together. So any thoughts to share with us? If you'd like to speak, you are muted. Now you are unmuted.
Yeah, I don't really have any thoughts to share. I just wanted to be available in case you had questions related to the memo that the PRAC sent you all. And it's been a long night, and so... You know, you probably all need to get home. I think Ben can fill you in on our discussion and deliberation we met this past week. So, yeah, that's about all.
The one question that I have, Kathleen, is it in your opinion that the letter really represents a strong consensus or a compromise consensus?
It was a strong consensus. I think, I don't know that we were unanimous on recommending a sunset. We kind of leave that up to you, but the rest of our points in the memo were unanimous, and we all felt good about that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Yep.
My computer died, and I think there's nuances to all of the options. But personally, I'm in favor of the option that does not increase our base sales tax. I know there was like nuances on sunsets and whatever, but I would say in general that what I'm in favor of is not increasing the sales tax.
And I think just offering this, you heard some input from PRAC. This decision is a big decision. It's going to direct our efforts over the course of the summer, and whether or not we're successful on an initiative really changes the course of funding for decades. So I guess my advice at this point is it has been a long night. I think it would be good to have a concerted discussion about it rather than let's get out of here as soon as possible because we're tired, and I think rightfully so. It's almost 10 o'clock at night. So, I, you know, 2 weeks isn't going to make or break us, but I think just to be clear, what we're looking for is a clear direction, Council, what you'd like to see. You're not putting something on the ballot. We're not making a discussion about that, but what you want us to spend our time working on this summer as our task force and just furthering our education, making sure people understand what's out there and what the implications of each option are. And just keep that in mind for perhaps next work session.
And maybe we can talk about potential pitfalls and our preferred action and say, these are things I'm concerned about.
Yeah. I think it does give us a little bit of time to just digest, right? Mm-hmm. And you're right, Ben, this is a pretty important one. All the important decisions have been made since you took over, Ben.
I know. It's all order on me.
It's vice versa.
Move this to next session.
Payments are wearing off. Yeah. All right. I'm ready to go.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
Anton, Amanda, Kathleen. Everyone online, everyone here, thank you. Thank you for all your time and efforts tonight. We will stand adjourned at 9:50 p.m.